We want revolution.
Bookmark words on standby.
Log online. Fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check. Go.
Weapons check. Ice check. Complete.
We have launch for the Informant podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of the Informant Podcast, your new source for quality information regarding Mafia Wars by Zynga.
We are not affiliated with Zynga in any way, shape, or form.
I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm, and I have here with me tonight, Mig Chainsaw Chester.
What's up, Pete?
How are you, sir? Wonderful night.
I'm doing. It is a wonderful night. It's great. Yeah. Everything's working out well for us.
Got stuff coming out from the Mafia Wars loot lady, Jennifer. You there?
Hi, Pete.
How are you doing, Jennifer?
Hi, Chester.
How's life?
Life is great. It's good to be back. I'm glad October is over and we can start a new month.
We also have with us Jana, Death by Gucci. How are you doing?
I am great. Thank you. How is everybody?
Wonderful.
I'm doing much better. I'm glad it's November too. October fully passed me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was sick like the entire month and so now I'm ready to rock. It's going to be a good month. In fact, I think I might even win the lottery tonight. It's possible.
Oh, cool. Wow. You'll have to share with us if you...
Yes.
Yeah, I was about to say we're going to actually split that.
So how was everybody's Halloween?
It was actually great, besides me breaking my toe.
Uh-oh, you broke your toe?
Yep.
What, did you forget your flashlight and trip over a pumpkin?
No, my wife had actually come back from wherever the heck she was, and she asked me for help, so I go outside and we have something that she drives over. So she doesn't make a drive-through of my wall in the garage.
Yeah.
And it sticks up like a quarter of an inch. I had bare feet on. So I go across and I kick that thing. And dear God, I saw black, red, purple, green just right before my eyes. It was just like... It was killing me. Anyway, it's all purple and everything. And then I had to walk around with the kids and do the trick-or-treating thing. And it got bad, so I jumped in the car. And I was following them, and I'm pretty sure that the police got a few calls about some prevert out there following kids on Halloween. So
we have a lot of kiddos in our neighborhood, and so we had tons and tons of houses to go trick-or-treat at. My oldest was Shaggy, my youngest was Scooby-Doo, and my middle guy was Indiana Jones. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. A lot of candy still left over. Which is bad.
Oh, it won't. It'll be consumed quickly, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure it probably would be, so.
Yeah. So what's going on in the Spockholm world?
In the Spockholm world, well, you know, for those that don't know it, is over at facebook.com/mafiatools. The thing that I was going to talk about a little this week on the Spockholm report, we get some questions about how we do updates and when they get done and how do we decide on what's new that we're going to come out as far as bookmarklets and stuff like that. It's a real challenge for us because there's only two of us over there. And so we try to do our best to, you know, to see the needs of everybody and make sure that the bookmarklets that get the most attention are the ones that are obviously fixed first when something's broken on them. You know, like I just got notification today that the Family Ferret, which is a bookmarklet for collecting some stats on your members of your family, isn't working quite the way it used to because of some change by Zynga. Tonight, I'll probably spend some time and try to fix that one. But there's others that, you know, we just don't get right around to doing because they're not as high a priority as some of the others. We do try to get in the requests of everybody with regard to the changes that we put in new bookmarklets and stuff and, you know, encourage the rest of the community that's out there with people that have script writing ability to take and write some of their own stuff too. I think that helps us balance the load of what we're trying to do and keep the game fresh and give the click monkeys a rest and get PETA off of Zynga's back and, you know, all that good stuff. So
tell me this, what is the most used bookmarklet?
The most now, I would say, is probably Lincolnator is one of the ones that's probably getting the most attention. And then the other probably real big one is Repeat Job, the one that's used to repeat the jobs in the different cities. So that's probably the two biggest right now, I would say. There's other variations. At one point, I would have said it was like Attack X. But when Zynga nerfed the rules on, you know, who you can fight and what loot you can get, and you couldn't get loot from iced players that kind of put a kibosh a bit on the Attack X. Those are probably the two big ones right now, is Lincolnator Repeat Job. And, you know, of course, we've got both of them running now. And they do a great job of what they were designed to do. So
cool.
Nice.
Yep.
I actually figured out Lincolnator this week. Thank you, Pete.
I saw that. I saw your post. I thought you were
proud of me?
That was cool.
Well, it's definitely very helpful with all the stuff you have to get for Italy. Because there's a ton of items. Yeah, you need so much, and it takes so long to actually be gifted at all that I'm finding the little search quite helpful.
They decrease the drop rate, too, for all the property building materials when you do jobs. They really don't drop that much. So gifting is the best way to get them.
We talked about the last episode about whether or not bookmarklets help alleviate server load. Actually, Lincolnator would, because you're not having all those passes through the servers for those gifts that have to be processed the way that they do, and you get to pick the gift that you want instead of having to accept everything that comes down the path. So I just think that's one of those things we can continue to try to hone in on and make it easier for everybody.
Very nice. Very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's right.
And it's easy to use. I used to be afraid of it because it looked really complicated. And then when I actually did it and tried it, I felt stupid because it was so easy.
It was really easy.
Yeah. Thank you.
The thing I was having issues with is that I tried to post it and it wouldn't post.
To make a point about that, I did figure out what was going on with that, and I'm going to have to figure out some way around it. It's the limitation on your status. They limit you to so many characters, almost like a tweet, you know, is only 140 characters. What's happening is when you post too many links, it extends beyond that canned character amount, and that's what's stopping it from posting. So actually, if you go into that box that comes up and you go in there and you take out a few, you know, characters, normally then it'll post just fine. So it's one of those, I got to figure out a way to work around that.
Another reason it won't post too is if you're unframed and you've logged out of the Facebook side and
that's
your session
too.
Timed out. But the easiest way around that is called copy and paste. So you can copy the message and then go paste it in your status updates.
I think that's what I did the first time I ran it before I figured that out. So
I mean, it's more convenient if it posts for you, but if it doesn't, it's not that big of a deal because you can just work around it.
Right, and then the character amount maximum is 420 characters. So
cool. So Pete, if somebody wants to get some of your bookmarklets, where do they go?
They would go to facebook.com/mafiatools, and then from there's all kinds of links back to the mothership of Spockholm. I like that. You know, you get all kinds of information there. There's lots of information about what to do if bookmarklets aren't working. You know, we encourage everybody to post if they have recommendations on new bookmarklets. Can't guarantee we'll get them in the pipeline, but there's lots of things that are in the works. You know, Martin kind of snuck out one that's boss fighter for Italy. That's kind of very, very experimental, but it's kind of working. And we have some of these that trickle out occasionally just to see how they play out in the community. And if they take steam, then we fine tune them, refine them, put in better stats and everything else that goes with it.
Martin likes to sneak in those new bookmarklets, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. And that's the thing, like with the both of us, it's, you know, you have this really delicate balance of, well, when do you come out with something new as opposed to spending a lot of time on something old? That is a tough one. And so I appreciate what Zynga goes through with some of the things that they make that they decide to roll out is, well, you know, we constantly berate them over the fact that they're not fixing some of the old stuff. And, you know, we're all kind of caught in that a little bit because we want to stay fresh and on the cutting edge.
Cool. Also, you got to remember that you can also get to Spock home pages from the Informant podcast page as well. All right. So, Pete, thanks so much. Jennifer.
Yes.
What you got going on?
Well, let's see. We haven't really talked much about Mafia Wars for a week because of Halloween. So big things that have happened since then is we had the Halloween missions. Those are gone now. But you got some cool loot if you did enough of them. Mm-hmm. But now we have new missions. And if you've noticed, there's one that requires 8 people. And I'm in the process of having everybody send me screenshots of their rewards just so we can get an idea of what kind of stuff we're going to get. And it doesn't look like it's any better than the missions with 4 people or 3. So that's kind of disappointing. We're going to have an event this weekend called Infiltrate the Pentagon, and I don't know for sure, but it looks an awfully lot like the prize pigs and the masked robbery event. So that's just a matter of sending out gifts. And you could use the Lincolnator as well.
Correct.
Right now, what we have going on, it was just thrown at us last night. There wasn't any prior announcement. We're getting 2 times the fighting loot, and that will last all weekend.
Yay, I love it.
Yeah, it's a good time to use your stamina to fight. I was able to do some comparisons, and it doesn't look like it's exactly 100% more loot, but it's like 74, 75, but there's variables mixed in there that it's hard for me to say based on one study. But it's only the loot, so all the fighting loot, the Bangkok loot, Russia, Cuba, the stuff we don't really want, we're going to get twice as much of.
Fantastic.
Yes, but nothing for the Chop Shop, Weapon Depot, or Armory. And as always, the Italian property loot hasn't been dropping anywhere. That's purely gift-based right now.
Yeah, that's a pain, too, because it takes forever to get the stuff that you actually need. And people out there have actually, like, not a lot of friends, so they're not getting squat.
Like you. People.
That's right, I have no friends.
No, let me correct myself. It does drop while doing jobs, but it doesn't drop that much, and it doesn't drop at all in fights.
No, so, not in fights?
Nope, even if you fight in Italy.
Ah.
But you get Chop Shop. Yeah.
No, yeah, they're not there.
And then the armor parts, we figured drop about 1 armor part per about maybe 800 stamina.
That's cool.
Like, I did a run of 7,000 fights. Well, 7,337, and I got 8 armor parts.
I see.
Wow.
So, hey, Jennifer, I have a question for you. How has it been for you working with Zynga on your Mafia War blog there?
Oh, well, that's fun. They've posted a few of the things I've written. I'm still going through a learning curve, so if you look at some of my articles, they're not the prettiest.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll just give me an assignment or a topic to write about, and then I'll write it.
They're treating you nice and everything?
Yeah, they're very nice, and they're helpful if I have questions.
Do they feed you?
No.
Oh.
They just say, hey, write an article about this.
Well, what kind of food do they have?
Yeah, I know. I knew you were going to say that, too. Scooby snacks.
Yeah, they give me a Scooby snack.
I do.
Yeah.
They sent her an Italian collection.
I think it's a positive sign that they reached out and want to do this because it was more of a community type effort to show that they're interested in what players are having to say.
Yeah,
exactly. And there's something else that they're doing that they just released out that I put up on the Inform podcast today at 3:44 p.m. That's right. So your inventory screen, when you go in and you look at your loot, where you go to your profile page and you see 15,000 feet of loot that's there, they're actually going in and they're going to be revamping this. And they have a forum thread and they want everybody that plays to go into the thread, give them some suggestions. They've already put some mocked up concepts. But they want you to come in and say, yes, I like this, I don't like that. They want to get it right, finally. So they're finally involving the rest of us in there. Go over to the Informant podcast page. You'll look at the inventory revamp. Can't miss it. Click on the forum thread link that I have and jump over there. Look at what they've got, the concepts, and put your feedback in. This, everybody wants to be heard. This is your chance.
And if you don't comment, you're not allowed to complain if you don't like
exactly.
it.
Exactly. It's like voting.
Yeah.
That's right.
Exactly. And they actually put that on their blog as well, and they turned off the comments on the blog, and I think they really want people to comment on the forums so that they have everything in one place.
Well, why don't you tell us how to get to your main blog so that people can learn more about all that?
Oh, well, I have a fan page, which is Facebook.com/MafiaWarsLootLady, and then the links to the blog can be found there, but it's mwlootlady.blogspot.com.
Oh, cool. And you have how-to articles and things like that over there on bookmarklets and different ways.
Yeah. Originally, that's what my blog's intended purpose was for, was to give very easy step-by-step instructions for people that want to use the bookmarklets but don't feel they're computer savvy enough, which is how I felt. I remember I was in the trading world just starting out and everyone kept talking about this thing called the chucker. Well, when I went to use it, I had no concept of what a bookmarklet was. And I kept clicking on it and it wouldn't do anything. And I kept asking, how come it doesn't work? And I would be told, oh, the server might be down, or nobody like told me how to do it. And finally, maybe like 3 weeks later, when somebody in my mafia showed me, and I was like, wow, this is really easy. How come nobody told me that?
Right.
Jen.
Yeah.
You know that you can also get to your site from the Informant podcast.
Oh, yes. That's like our, what do they call it in Star Trek, Pete? The hub?
Yeah.
That's right.
That's where all the information
is. We're the hub and you're the spoke.
It's our vicious little circle.
That's right. Everything comes back to us.
Yes.
The Informant podcast page, you can go there and get to anywhere that you want.
And if you go to my site, you're going to find a box just for the Informant podcast.
Is that mysite.com or what is that?
Oh, no, my MW Loot Lady.
There you go.
If you go to my blog, I have a spot just for the Informant podcast.
Nice.
You can't miss it. You can even
I need a site. I need my own site.
Both yeah, we got to make one for you, Jana.
Yeah, I want a site. Okay, and Chester, you need one too.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Well, trust me, there are people out there I don't want to find me. They might dot my I's. Speaking of that, ladies and gentlemen, we have to take a break.
Yes, we do.
See you guys in a minute.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Spock on its 5-year mission to seek out strange new life and new civilizations, and to boldly go where no bookmark writer has gone before.
Humans make illogical decisions.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
Spockholm Mafia tools are not endorsed by Zynga. However, they have been known to prevent carpal tunnel syndrome. Enjoy.
Live long and prosper.
Be sure to visit us on the web at www.facebook.com/mafiatools.
And we're back on the Informant podcast. Next up, we have Migs Chainsaw Chester. Tell us what's going on there in the family world.
Mig actually finished up the second anniversary. We actually had all of the families that were created from Mig. People left and created those families. We're still in very close touch with each one of them. They came in and joined us, and we absolutely had a blast.
I was surprised that Terry Chia wasn't there.
Terry had some other things he had going on because of RX. They got an unannounced visit by another family.
Oh, I see.
And so they were a little preoccupied.
I see. Well, personally, I stayed dead most of the weekend, so that was lovely. Thank you, Rick Richardson.
There you go. Yeah, I had fun. I became the official pilot of the Kami Express. So all of you that were way the hell bigger than me, you yes. You 1,000 plus levelers out there, you came and gave me a visit, and I gave you a free ticket to ride the Kami Express.
Yeah,
and
free
so
rides.
So for those of you who don't know what that is, it's also known as Jana's favorite, which is?
The Blinky.
That's right. It's the Blinky or the Red Eyes.
The Red Eyes,
so that's when somebody comes in and just keeps hitting you, even though they lose, until you go iced.
Yes, so that's determination, let me tell you.
That's right, baby. So I was handing out tickets left and right to all you people that kept me under. But I want to say it was all in fun. Thank you all for participating. We had a great time with that.
Yeah, we had a great turnout.
Yeah, awesome. We got a whole lot of other things that are going on. We talked about the inventory revamp that's coming out. We have another mock war that's coming up. It's called the Mafia Wars Players for Charity. It's going to start the 10th of December at 6 p.m. Eastern, and it will end December 12th at 10 p.m. Eastern as well. People have to pay to go in. It's a $2 minimum donation per person to fight all weekend long. It's going to actually benefit the St. Jude's Children's Hospital and the Wounded Warrior Project.
Perfect.
So both of those are great, great organizations that help either the kids out or the veterans that come back. And it's a $2 minimum donation, as I said. You're going to have a lot of great prizes that are out there. Mafia Wars gift cards, lotto sets, a bunch of high-end loot from Vegas, Bangkok, and Moscow. They're actually going to give away Mafia Wars hats, t-shirts, and a bunch of more. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this up on the informantpodcast.com. It's also going to be on the Informant Podcast page on Facebook. So look for that. There's going to be a link. Go in there, sign up, do your donation, come in and fight for that weekend and have a great time and give to two of these charities that just really, really do a great job of handing the money out.
It's a great way to play the game and actually benefit people. I don't know if anybody's played for a charity before, but that's one of the most fun times I had in a war.
Scott Sanders, the creator of Blofeld's Item Analyzer, has updated everything.
That's right. So, I saw that today.
Yeah, so you might want to go check that out at blofelds.com.
Nice. But what is the difference in his and the Mafia War Analyzer?
The Mafia Wars Helper. They both do the same things, just in different ways. Everyone has their preference. So I like the loot list because it has all pictures. And
which one is the loot list? The Blofeld one?
Uh-huh. Scott's added a bookmarklet so you can get all your information in a spreadsheet. So in case you want to send it to somebody.
Ah.
Yeah, it's the export. It works really well. I've actually used Blofeld's for a very long time. It's helped me when I need to find out what can I buy versus what do I have to have somebody gift to me, which is pretty much everything.
Well, what's nice about it, too, it'll say, like, as you acquire fighting loot in Vegas and now Italy loot, your Bangkok fraction item loot, some of it you're not going to need anymore. So it'll say you can sell, you know, X number of tigers and get that bought. And then you could go ahead and buy the snakes or whatever. So, and it tells you what you don't need. So if you like to gift, you can ship that off.
During our mock, or just before our mock, one of the people that's pretty high up in the family posted that they were hit and they lost by Spock Holm, Pistol Pete.
I think I saw a screenshot of that.
And they said he's dead. And they pretty much 86'd him. Like 1 minute later, I got a text or a phone call by Pistol Pete, and I told him, do you have a death wish? Don't hit a MiG, because they will rock your boat a little bit.
I hit everyone. I don't care.
It's that part of the show where we like to give a shout-out to all of our fans out there for different things. But more importantly, at this juncture, I'd like to go ahead and give a shout-out to our 13 Days of Halloween contest winners. I'd also like to give a shout-out to everybody that was a part of our Halloween loot giveaway. Thank you very much for participating. We'll have more like it in the future. Chester, you have anybody you want to give a shout-out to tonight?
Throw a shout-out again to Mig. You guys kick it. As well as to all of you who have been listening to the Informant Podcast. You guys are phenomenal. You got class and a bunch of taste. We want to say thank you. Keep listening.
I'd like to give a shout out to all the fans of the Mafia Wars Loot Lady fan page. Everyone puts really great stuff on there, and it helps me when I write the blog. I can just go look on the fan page and see all the pictures and stuff that people say, and I appreciate everybody that posts things.
That's right, and come over. Visit us over here at the Informant Podcast as well. Come on over. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you very much. It's a great turnout.
Give a shout out this week to Joe Brian Flausch. Is that how you pronounce it?
Ryan Flesh.
Ryan Flesh. Sorry. Yes.
Ryan Flesh.
Hi, Joe.
Him and both Canoe Warrior brought up to my attention that the family ferret wasn't working quite right. So I just wanted to tell them I appreciate them bringing it to our attention and just give them a little shout out for that.
He's cool. One of our MIG heroes, you know. So.
Yeah.
That's right.
This one we're going to close out for the night. It's been a great show. Lots and lots of information. Thanks again for listening to the Informant Podcast, where family is first.
I want a car skidding, crashing to the brave new world. I want to ride.
Ride.
I want to ride.
Ride.
Ride. Ride.